Palestinians have warned of the destructive effects of any move denying their claim to East Jerusalem al-Quds as the capital of their future state. The warning by the Palestinian president's office comes ahead of a decision by U.S. President Donald Trump on whether to move the country's embassy from Tel Aviv to al-Quds. Unnamed U.S. officials have suggested that Trump will be delaying his campaign promise to move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv, but will declare al-Quds as the capital of Israel. Palestinians have on numerous occasions said they are opposed to any move that legitimizes Israel's occupation and annexation of the holy city. As part of the so-called two-state solution to the Palestinian issue, al-Quds is supposed to be the capital of the state of Palestine. Joining us live now from London is Jafar Amini, who is a Palestinian writer and political commentator. As always, thanks for joining us. What do you make of this if Trump does declare al-Quds the capital of Israel? What kind of an effect would that have?
Well, he will declare it as the capital of Israel. Trump is more pro-Israel than all the previous presidents put together. You only have to look at the makeup of his cabinet and the people who represent them in this so-called peace process to understand that the Palestinians, by that I mean the Palestinian Authority, doesn't stand a chance. I wonder when will Mr. Abbas get it. They do not want to give you anything, nothing, zilch, no state, no corner for you to live, Abu Mazen. They want it all, lock, stock, and barrel, without any Palestinians in it. Now, Jerusalem has been in their sights forever. The Israeli government, successive Israeli governments, plan, finance, and operate meticulous plans to usurp Palestine. I repeat, all of it. Jerusalem is the pinnacle of their ambitions. We only have to look at what's happening to Jerusalem in the last 50 years to see the ethnic cleansing of Jerusalem from Palestinians. We can see the demolition of homes. We can see the expansion of settlements. We can see the encroaching settlements surrounding Jerusalem, which they are now openly calling to incorporate in Greater Jerusalem. There is no way the Israeli government, Netanyahu, or any of his colleagues in cabinet will give the Palestinians one micrometer of Palestine. They want it all.
We have about a minute left. I wonder, though, certainly the Israelis and the Americans know that if any such move were to be made or declared, the Palestinian street would not remain quiet. Are they sort of hoping to provoke Palestinians?
Well, this is the only outcome, because Mr. Abbas has thrown in the towel. He's being threatening to go to the ICC forever, and every time he stops. But please allow me more than 1 minute. What Mr. Abbas and his cronies are doing is prolonging the agony of the Palestinian people and giving Israel more time to confiscate land and to give to the Palestinians. The sooner Mr. Abbas back up his bags and leave and give the key to Mr. Netanyahu and dissolve this shameless, shameful, ineffective Palestinian Authority, the better. When Arafat went to the United Nations in 1974 and appealed to the international community and said, do not allow the olive branch to drop out of my hand. Mr. Abbas, they have uprooted all the olives in Palestine. Enough is enough. Go to the ICC, do something to honor your dotage and to leave something for your children to be proud of. Take them on.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us here at Press TV.